You bet.
My name's Hi.
Hi.
Tweed Trans campaign manager. She's running for House Bill 247.
Oh, great.
Jefferson Smith's
old district. Nice to meet you.
Yeah. Nice to meet you as well.
All right, we have to get back to work. All right, City Council's back. Can you please read the title for the next item?
Item 350, amend the local improvement district boundary and assessment methodology for the Northeast Alberta Street Phase 1 Local Improvement District.
Hi, Mr. Abbey, welcome back.
Good morning, Mayor Adams, council members. The ordinance before you today would amend the LID boundary of the Northeast Alberta Street Phase 1 LID to allow us to construct a storm pipe 106 feet south of the existing LID boundary so that we can properly drain the Northeast 78th Avenue and Alberta Street intersection. PBOT has worked very closely with BES, and in the course of design of the project, BES asked us to install that storm pipe to make sure that the intersection were properly drained. There's two other changes that this ordinance before you would do. We did receive additional opt-in support from a new property owner at the southeast corner of Northeast 78th Avenue and Alberta Street. And the ordinance before you would add the northernmost 50 feet of Northeast 78th Avenue to the scope of the project. So we'd be building additional 50 feet of street improvements in Cully, which very much needs those street and stormwater improvements. We're currently at 95% plans and would like to get this project out to bid so we can get the project constructed this summer. So for that reason, there's an emergency clause on the ordinance, and I'm hoping that council will approve this today.
Discussion.
And by the way, we received no remonstrances against any of these changes before you
today.
Most
important part of your presentation. Any discussion from council? Anyone wish to testify on this matter?
No one signed up.
Can you please call the vote?
Fish.
Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Leonard?
Aye.
Fritz?
Thank you for your good work. Aye.
Adams?
Aye. Thank you. So approved. Can you please read the title for item number 346?
Authorize a contract and provide for payment for the construction of the Mason Flats Wetland Enhancement 2 project, number E10406.
Who do I turn to? Commissioner Saltzman.
Hello. Did anybody provide you with amendments or a substitute?
Yes, we passed those out yesterday in the Tuesday memo.
Oh, okay. So I just need to move the substitute?
Right.
So moved.
Okay.
It's been moved and seconded substitute. And the substitute is?
Amend Directive A.
To
add the new, let's see, what's language, is the Commissioner of Public Affairs is authorized to execute a contract with the lowest responsible bidder for the purpose described in Section 1.
Great. Please call the vote on the motion to substitute.
Fish?
Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Leonard?
Aye.
Fritz?
Aye.
Adams?
Motion passes. It's now substituted. So it remains an emergency ordinance. Is there anyone testifying this?
It's actually a non-emergency.
Oh, I'm sorry.
So it'll go to another second reading because it was amended today.
Do you need, or do you want to put an emergency on it, or do you?
No,
okay. Moves to a second reading. Substitute, can you please read the title for emergency ordinance item number 348?
Authorized marketing agreements for the Portland Loo.
Commissioner Randy Leonard.
I did not pull it.
Oh, who pulled it?
I pulled it.
Commissioner Saltzman.
Well, I pulled this proposed ordinance, because I believe that with respect to Portland Loo's, I am just concerned that we are facing a lawsuit of questioning expenditures of both water and sewer and stormwater ratepayer dollars. And the main remedy being sought is general fund reimbursing sewer and water ratepayers. I believe this particular ordinance is ill-timed, and for that reason, I will oppose it.
Commissioner Leonard, is this ordinance time-sensitive? In other words, would you entertain a motion to set it over 1 week?
Well, we could, but I do need to respond to what the inaccurate information just given.
Okay, Commissioner.
Happy to set it over, but I don't want it
Commissioner Leonard?
To be left that in the way that Commissioner Saltzman just framed this. We, as I would hope Dan would remember, in each of the last successive budget cycles, the council has, at my request, allocated general fund dollars for the purchase of the LUs. And that money has been used to design, construct, and install them. This ordinance simply allows, it actually creates a vehicle by which my office that gets inquiries and the Water Bureau that gets inquiries from other cities to divert them to the three named individuals in the contract who would market the LUs. They would, if and when they sell one, for instance, we've sold one to Victoria, BC so far, the city that wants to buy one or the entity that wants to buy one agrees to a purchase price, and Madden Manufacturing manufactures the LU. They pay us and we pay Madden, and we actually, in the one sale, have generated revenue. So that's I'm happy to set it over, happy to take the emergency clause off, but the way you frame the issue is not accurate, and I actually think I would have hoped you would have talked to the city attorney before you said what you did, given that there is a lawsuit, because it's not true that we use Water Bureau funds to sell them or make them.
So general fund this is a general fund enterprise.
Each year, if the council recalls in special appropriations, I've asked for a special appropriation from the general fund for the construction and installation of LUs.
Okay.
And pertaining to this agreement, will the city get any revenue from the sale of the LUs?
Absolutely.
And will that go to the general fund or to the Water Bureau?
It goes to a fund in the Water Bureau to maintain the LUs. But the council can, I'll give you an analogy. The council has the authority to do whatever it wishes with that money. For instance, Frank Ivancy in 1979, as a city commissioner, had generators installed at the dam at Bull Run. The proceeds of which there is about $4 million a year, some of that goes to retire the debt of the cost of installing those generators, but the balance of that revenue goes to the general fund of the city. But the council can do whatever it wants with that revenue.
So, and if it takes off and we start getting a lot of revenue, the council at that point could, because currently its allocation to servicing the LUs seems
right.
Appropriate.
Right.
Thank you for the clarification.
Thank you.
Anyone wish
so
to
again,
testify?
If we want to set it over, that's great. But
let's
those
see
are
if
the
there's
facts.
Anyone wants to testify.
Yes, Floyd Jones.
Ms. Jones.
Good morning. Thank you, Commissioner Salzman, for pulling this from the consent agenda. My name's Floyd Jones, and I'm here representing Citizens for Water Accountability, Trust, and Reform. And the city did receive a letter from our attorney, John DiLorenzo, on the 2nd. And as we state in the letter, we do not believe that any further water funds should be appropriated for this project. The project manager is a Water Bureau employee. We state in our letter, it says, in your letter to me, this is a letter from the city attorney, Terry Thatcher, to Mr. DiLorenzo, it says, in your letter to me of March 19th, 2012, you said that for the last two fiscal years, the Water Bureau's capital investment for construction of the LUs was $101,436. Operation and maintenance expense for that period was $75,000 and budgeted for the current fiscal year of $60,000. In that you have the Water Bureau project manager involved in this. And I do want to mention that this is not the only non-mission critical project for which this project manager, Ann Hill, has been involved. She was also involved in the Water House, and she traveled to Washington, D.C. to present at a conference on the Water House. So you have personnel involved. And the figures that were provided in this letter from the city attorney, there's some concern that those aren't the total dollar amounts that have been expended on construction. The Water Bureau put together project profiles this last fall on a variety of projects. And on page 30 or 48 of that document is the Southwest Washington and NATO Parkway Luz, and it lists higher numbers. So, in fact, there may have been more money spent, Water Bureau money spent on construction of the Luz than is noted in the letter we received from the city. So we respectfully request that there be no further expenditures by the Water Bureau on the Lou project.
Okay. Anyone else wish to testify? Thank you, Ms. Jones.
So I would move to remove the emergency clause and set it over to for second reading next Wednesday.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to remove the emergency clause. Carly, can you please call the vote on the motion to remove the emergency clause?
Fish.
Aye.
Saltzman.
No.
Leonard.
Aye.
Fritz.
Aye.
Adams.
Aye. All right. Emergency clause is removed. It'll be considered next week. All right. Does that get us through the end?
Yes.
All right. Thank you all. We are adjourned.